Come on up, Arthur, and also welcome to Iris, his wife. Welcome.
Good morning.
Well, the experience I have to share is basically I came here in February to a healing session. And the reason why I did that was that a year ago, I was diagnosed with cancer in my leg, on the right leg. And unfortunately, this cancer had spread to my lung already. So I had done a surgery. It was a very aggressive type of cancer. I had done a surgery on my leg. And then after doing some checkups, we realized that one of the nodules I had on my lung had grown. So I had to do another surgery in my lung. And after 3 months, I had another checkup. And in this checkup, we saw two more nodules after the surgery, one on the right, one on the left this time. So Sheridan, she said, we can't take that. I will take you to the healing session. There are three people actually that work very well, and I've seen what they do, and I'll take you there to see what we're going to do, and I believe we're going to sort this out. So I came here in February. I think that's been 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. And I must say that I felt something really, really different. It was very good. It wasn't anything bad, but really strong when I was here. It was a great experience. And on my last checkup, the left one had gone completely. The right one has not changed in size at all, so it's still there, but you know,
we're gonna pray.
It doesn't really bother me anymore. Although they found another one on the right side, but it's tiny, and they said they can't really say the nature of these yet, and could be there before, but the exams didn't catch. It could not change as well. It could go like the left one has gone, and that's what I believe. I believe that from now on I'll have a new life in front of me, and everything will be great.
Amen.
I'd like to thank God for that.
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14, reading from verse 13. Matthew 14, Matthew 14, 13 vena pade sita api kiyawanna yanawa. I want to share with you on a very, very famous story of the feeding of the 5,000. Ada udasanam oba samaga beda ganna yanne sayana prasiddha kathawak 5000kata kanna kema deema kathawa tulin. And I'm sure you know at some point in your life you would have heard this somewhere. If you've grown up in church, Sunday school, definite story. But it is not just a story, but it is something that exactly happened. And it happened more than once. Meya ekaparak vithara neme deparak thumparak wage una. Yesus wahanse once he fed the 5,000, he fed 4,000. So, you know, it's interesting. If you were involved in the ministry of Jesus, you had food. And that's a great ministry. You know, food satisfies many. So we're gonna just look at some of the scriptures, and let's read from verse 15. Or let's read from verse 13. When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. See, what we first see here is that Jesus was trying to take time off. He was trying to take some time to go and be alone, pray, and, you know, rest from, you know, some of ministry. And also, John had just been beheaded. So I believe, you know, he felt something in his heart. He just wanted to, you know, ask the Father what this was about. But people just followed him, right? People just followed him. And it says, when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion. Dahatravana padekina unwahan se nikmavat mahat samuhayak daka ovun kerehi anukampavi ovunge රෝගීන් සුව කළේ. He felt compassion. He healed the sick. And there was a big crowd. Right? Wherever Jesus went, there was a crowd. But one of the, I want us to look at, see that word compassion there. That's what drove Jesus. He just didn't heal because he had to heal. Yesus wanse suwa karena suwa karanna thibuna hinda. He didn't preach because he had to preach. Unwanse deshana karanna thibuna hinda. But he did all what he did out of a heart of compassion. Unwanse anukampawa sahita hadawatak thibba nisa tama unwanse karana de kare. And you know, as a church, that's something we need to realize. Even for me as a pastor, if I don't have compassion on whom I serve, if I don't have compassion in what I do, I'm just like a robot. I'm just doing it for the sake of doing it. But I believe when you have compassion, you touch the heart of God. Because the heart of God has compassion for people. අපි අනුකම්පා සහිත හදවතකින් අපි ක්‍රියාත්මක කරනකොට මා විශ්වාස කරන අපි දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ හදවත තමයි අපි ස්පර්ශ කරන්නේ. And you know, many times in the scriptures we see where it says Jesus had compassion. Jesus had compassion. He was moved with compassion. බොහෝ ස්ථානවල අපිට පේනවා සුභාරංචියේ කියනවා යේසුස් වහන්සේට අනුකම්පාව තිබුණා කියලා. And you know, sometimes in our busy life, we lose compassion. We lose out on compassion because we are so busy. We're so focused on ourselves. Compassion is about somebody else. You don't have compassion for yourself. No, you have compassion for somebody else. Anukampa sahita jeevithayak kiyanne tava kenek ganai. Samahata ape kiyanne ape jeevithaye echchara pirila thiyena noyeku dewal hinda apita anukampawa naha kenek kerahi. And then we kind of lash out at them. We don't touch them with a genuine touch. Api sabe sparshayakin eganta sparsha karanne. And I encourage you, when you know, in your time of prayer every day, say, Lord, give me a heart of compassion. Lord, give me a heart. Give me your heart that I feel for people. Swamini mata hadawatak denna mama an ayata e lessama swamini salakanna e anukampa sahita hadawatak. Because that's a great heart to have, where you can touch the life of somebody. And God works with you when you have a heart of compassion. Devyan wahanse obath samaga kriyaatmaka karanawa obata anukampa sahita hadawatak tibena kota. Anyway, that's not my message this morning. And when it was evening, so you know, here's the whole day there was ministry. When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a deserted place. The hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go to the villages and buy themselves some food. So, handa wenakota goliyan ewilla kiwwa swamini dan meegron gedara eriya nan hondai. Eglonta kandat na ara kada thiyeno ara eha game gihilla eglonta kaemak bat packet ekak ganna kiyala. You know, the disciples came to Jesus and said, well, Lord, you know, it's time that they go home now. You know, they were Jesus' administrators, right? And they said, but Lord, you know, just send them home because, you know, on the other village, there's a good shop and, you know, there's a good rice and curry and, you know, there's international cuisine there. Let them go and have a good meal, and if they want, let them come back, or, you know, just send them away now. Time, enough. You know, they kind of told Jesus, enough that you spend time with these guys. We now want you to be away from them. Is that a heart of compassion? No. And Jesus would have been saying, guys, don't you get it? Right? Jesus was saying, "Mulata nan therenne na neda." And then Jesus says, they don't need to go. You give them something to eat. He says, they don't need to go. Egalanta gedara yanna awashya na. Oba you can imagine the response of the disciples. But see what Jesus says there. He says, they don't need to go. Why don't they need to go? ඇයි ඒගොල්ලන්ට යන්න අවශ්‍ය නැත්තේ? Because Jesus said, "You guys have something that they can have." Jesus wants to give a obagawa yam deyak tibenwa owunta awashya. You know, often it's, you know, sometimes it's like, "Oh, I can't pray. Pastor has to pray." But Jesus says, "You pray." You know, the guys who prayed for Arthur that day, they were not pastors. They were just ordinary people like you and me. God works through everybody. But we have this sense of, I don't have enough. It's, let someone else do it. Tava kavuru hari karanna. But Jesus was very specific. He said, you, they don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. Egranta yanna avashya na. When there is someone in need around you, they do not need to go looking for somebody else. You are the person to touch and change their life as Jesus works through you. I want you to hear that. When there is someone who has a need around you, not just financial, whatever need, but it's a spiritual, material, emotional, you are the person to touch their life in some way. Kenekta, oba awata inna kenekta yam avashyathawayak thiyenawa nan ඔවුන්ව අරින්න එපා තව කෙනෙක් ගාවට. පළමුවෙන්ම ඔබ ඔවුන්ගේ ජීවිතය ස්පර්ශ කරන්න. පළමුවෙන්ම ඔවුන්ගේ ජීවිතය ඔබ සතුව තිබෙන දෙයින් ඔබ අතගසන්න. Remember when Peter and John came to the temple and there was this lame man. He asked them for money. They didn't have money, but they had something better than money. They had Jesus. And they said, we don't have silver or gold, but I'll give you what I have. How many of you have Jesus? How many of you have the Holy Spirit in you? What more do we need? What more do we need? But we are always wanting the next person. Arayata kiyanna. In Sinhala it says, tell the other person. Tell the other person. But it's time that God is challenging us. God is saying, look, don't pass the buck. දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කියනවා අනිත් එක්කෙනාට දාන්න එපා. මම ඔබේ ජීවිතේ ක්‍රියා කරලා තියෙනවා නම් ඔබ එයාගේ ජීවිතයට ස්පර්ශ කරන්න. Says, do they don't need to go away. Someone comes and cries on your shoulder, they don't need to go on to another person to cry. You are the one who would cry with them, you are the one who would hug them. You are the one who would say, let's come to Jesus. Let's go to Jesus. Let's do it together. And Jesus says, you give them something to eat. Jesus once again, oba yam deyak denne eglanta. See why? Because Jesus knew they had something. Jesus once danagath eglanta yam deyak thiyenawa kiyala. It may be insignificant. You may think, what do I have? Mata monada thiyenne. But the little that you have, God can increase it to a great thing. Or it all takes on like, let me share with you. Don't nullify what you have, thinking I need more. That's a poverty mentality. Kiyanne pa mata madi mata neha. Give what you have and the Lord will increase on for them and for you. And many of you have experienced that. Because we cannot limit Jesus. You can't say, well, I've only come to know Jesus like yesterday. Well, then give the yesterday's Jesus. And he will do the rest. But it's coming out of this mindset to say, I don't have enough. I am not good enough. There's someone always better than me. No, you take the first step. Oba e palaweni adiyare ganna. And Jesus knew who his source was. Jesus wanted danagatta unwanhasege sapayima kohenda enne kiyala. When you know where your source is, who your source is, you do not mind how much is in your bank. You do not mind how much you know about Jesus. You do not mind how much of a lengthy prayer you can pray, because you know the source is Him. That's so important. සෑහෙන වැදගත්. අපි දැනගත්තාම අපගේ සපයන දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කවුද කියලා. පල්ලෙලු බැංකුවේ කොච්චර තිබ්බත් මට කොච්චර යාඥා කරන්න පුළුවන් වුණත් ඒවත් ප්‍රශ්න නෙවෙයි. ඇයි මගේ net උන්වහන්සේ දෙසයි? Because my eyes are upon him. See, the disciples were worried. They were in fear. But Jesus did not begin to worry and look at every possible solution. He knew what was best and he connected to the Father. He didn't go around looking at all the solutions. When the solutions were not right, then he didn't go to the Father. He first went to the Father. He first went to God. අපි පළවෙනිම දෙවියන් වහන්සේට යන්න ඕනේ. අපි අපි කරන්නේ ප්‍රශ්නේ විසඳන්න හදනවා අපේ අපේ දැනුමුතුකමින් අපේ අපේ අපි සතුව තිබෙන දෙයින්. We sometimes, you know, try to solve that problem thinking, how can I do this? How can I do this? That's when you start fearing. That's when you have anxiety and worry. But what did Jesus do? He went straight to God. Deviyan wahanse kelimma, Jesus wahanse kelimma, Deviyan wahanse vetatai giye. Because there's so often we remain in the place of lack and hardship, saying, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, I don't have enough. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I sometimes tell Krishani off because she says, I don't know. I said, if you say you don't know, you don't know. So to make a difference, get to know. Isn't that so? If you're saying, I don't have, by being in the same, listen to this, by being in the same place, it's not going to change for you. You have to take a step forward. You have to take a step towards the Lord. Otherwise, nothing is going to change for you. There are some people who have been Christians for like donkey's years. They're in the same place because they are not moving forward. බොහෝ කෙනා එකම තැන ඉන්නේ අවුරුදු ගණන්. ඇයි? ඒගොල්ලන් අඩියක් ඉස්සරහට තියන්නේ. They expect the whole world to fall onto them. But if you want change, you cannot be in the same place. You have to take a step. ඔබට වෙනස් වීමක් අවශ්‍ය නම් ඔබ අඩියක් ගන්න ඕනේ. And don't get caught into that trap to say, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, I don't have enough. Do something about it. I don't know. Then get to know. Because if you're in that place, that's all that you will know. You know, when I was doing my A-levels, I hated chemistry. Right? I loved maths, I liked physics, I hated chemistry. You know what? I failed chemistry. Because why? I didn't want to learn it. I hated it, so therefore I refused to learn it. So within myself, I'm like, I don't want to know this. That's what happens. Edi tama wenne. Mama danne, mata bae. Famous, mata bae. I can't. Why can't you? So, you know, Jesus was telling them, you have what it takes. You have something to give. See, I'm using Krishani to. She's not here, so that's good. See, like, you know, we're married 21 years. For almost 18 years or 19 years, she said she can't drive. She said she can't drive. 19 years in our marriage, she said, I can't drive. I will never drive. I came to a day where I said, you shut up and you just start driving. Start learning. And now it's like, I can't stop her from driving. See, that's what happens to us. Not only to me, to every one of us. If we don't make a choice to change, to move, to touch, We will never be in that place. And we will be still in that same place. Hallelujah. Then they said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Apita maalun denne koi roti pahak vitarai tiyenne. Only. It doesn't matter if you only have 5 pence. It doesn't matter if you only can say amen. It doesn't matter. Jesus does the rest. Jesus does the rest. You know, allow yourself to be a part of the solution by partnering with God. He said, fine, that's great. 5 loaves, 2 fish. I may not have eaten that day because I hate fish. God knew that when I should be born, definitely not during the time of Jesus. But here's the thing. Use what do you have in your hands today? What do you have with you? Obasatu makadda tiyenne. You know, we make so much of excuses. You know, we heard last week about, are we a neighbor? Not who is my neighbor. Am I a neighbor? Am I a neighbor? Were you a neighbor this week to somebody? Or did you say, I'm busy, so I'm going to walk on the other side of the road and let that Samaritan, let that guy suffer? This is what the Lord has been speaking to us. Am I a neighbor to somebody? You know, you live in London, you can be a neighbor. People keep to themselves. You can reach out and touch somebody and make a difference. Why do we hug in church? That's the way that we love each other. That's the way that we share the love of Jesus. Hug someone and see if they growl or they laugh and they smile. Api kenekwa bala gannakota ya hina wenoda naththam ya goronuwada. See, the miracle will never be where you are. The miracle will never be where you are. It will always be a step ahead, in a different place. If the miracle is where you are, you will not be asking for a miracle. It sounds so simple. Maybe for the miracle, you need to look to Jesus. So it's not where you are. What are you looking for this morning? ඔබ මොනවාද අද උදැසන බලන්නේ? ඒ හාස්කමකටද? And you know, always remember, your miracle is not where you are. It's somewhere else. And you need to be in that place. You need to walk in that miracle. You know, when Moses lifted up his hands, they couldn't say, oh, what a beautiful miracle up there. They had to walk through it to enjoy it. And what I'm sharing this morning is really about, are we ready? Are we willing to touch someone else to make a difference? We can be like the disciples saying, oh, I have only some bread at home. Why not share that bread? And here's the thing, I believe when you choose to share, when you choose to touch, God comes in there like nobody's business. And God increases that work there. God increases that work there. You know, if you take, say, you know, 5 pounds, 2 pounds, 1 pound in your pocket and say, Lord, this is for someone I don't know today. God's going to work in that situation. Try it this week. Try it this week. Take something in your purse. Say, Lord, show me somebody that I can bless. And you see what happens. More than you blessing, you may be blessed. Try it and see. See, we don't experience that because we don't try it. You You know, I love this story because it just shows me that what Jesus can do with the little that we have. With the little that we have. And so let's move on. And you know, Jesus says, bring them to me. And then he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the fish, looking up to heaven. He blessed and broke the loaves and gave it to the disciples. So Jesus, where did Jesus look? Yes, Swansea, go ahead, the bellway. He looked to the Father. Look to God. Even when you want to touch somebody, look to God. Because that is where your compassion comes. That is where your love comes. Your own love will prevent you from crossing a certain line. But when you have the love of the Father in you, when you have the compassion of Jesus in you, you're able to reach out no matter what. You know, let me show you another story from Mark chapter 1. Mark, palaveni parichayade. We're going to come back to Matthew 14. Mark 1. Verse 41. Mark 1:41. Says, and then Jesus, again it says, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said, I'm willing, be cleansed. Here's Jesus healing a leper. Okay, may Jesus one say, Ladru rogekva suvaka nakarya. What does Jesus have? Compassion. Munadi Jesus wants at the end. Munati and Rita. Anukampava. When you have compassion, there's nothing that's going to stop you from reaching out to bring a change. Right? Anukampava. And then what did Jesus do? Nishan, you want to be the leper today? Come on here. I want you to see this. You want to be Jesus? Right, now watch this. Jesus was moved with compassion. Then what did he do? Ida pasi monada kare. He, what does your Bible say? I can't hear you. He stretched out his hand. Okay? Watch this. He stretched out his hand. A leper was not supposed to be touched. Jesus had to walk away from him. Right? Yesus vahansayata laduru rogayagen ivatata yanna thama thibbe neethiyata anuwa. According to the law, he could not touch him. But the compassion of Jesus led him to stretch his hand out and to touch him. That's powerful. Me balavat. He didn't say, ugh, a leper. He didn't say, be healed. He touched him. He touched him strong. He touched him with his full hand. He reached out. Thanks, Nishan. Unwahan sege addikara. See, that is what the church needs to do today. To make a difference in our city. Edetama sabava karan none. Venaswim again. Apage me London nuara. We need to stretch out our hands. Jesus stretched his hand out and said, take my hand. Because I love the world so much. Your hand that you stretch is going to be the hand of Jesus. Oba digu karna atha Jesus vahansage athai. He didn't just stretch his hand and say, okay, I'm stretching my hand, but don't come close to me. He touched him. God is calling us to touch people around us. Now, tomorrow, you know, when you're going in the tube, don't say, okay, I'm touching, you know, don't touch a stranger and get clobbered. Okay? Say, well, my pastor told me to touch you. Touch someone with what God gives you. Kenek was pasha karana. Devian mahanse obata dihiti bena deyin. Just think about it. And sometimes it's not easy to touch somebody. Somewhat a lazy na. You know why it's not easy? Because there's a part in us that says, I, me. The self in us that needs to be crucified so that Jesus can live in me. You find it hard to touch somebody? You don't talk about it, you don't meditate upon it, you don't discuss about it. Where do you go? You go to the Lord. Say, God, give me a heart of compassion. Lord, let my heart be changed. When Krishan and I go into nations, our prayer is, Lord, give us a heart for that nation. Give us a heart for those people, that we may love those people like you love them. They are different to us. They talk a different language. They eat different food. God, give me your heart. Give me your love that I can touch and change the life of somebody so that they may know you, that they may know the true love of Jesus. It's not about walking up to someone and saying, hey, you need to accept Jesus. No, that's nonsense. You touch somebody. Jesus first touched people. He's placed us in places to touch people, to make a difference. And it will happen when we are connected with Him. When we say, God, give me your heart. And sometimes the heart of God is not easy. Let me tell you that. Somehow the Vyanman says, Hadavata, lazy na. It's not all, oh, I'm filled with love. It'll be, sometimes it can be a heart that is painful. Because God sees the pain in people. God sees the suffering people go through. And are you ready to see that suffering through the eyes of God? So that you can be someone who will help them come out of that place. So that you can be someone who will give them hope. How many of you came to know Jesus through somebody? Someone spoke to you about Jesus. Someone told you about Jesus. They touched you. You were on a plane. Not even thought, you know. She was on a plane to Cyprus. And she meets a friend of mine who's seated next to her from Colombo. And he touches her with the love of Jesus. She doesn't know us. Some years later, how many years later? About 4 years later. Okay, now see this. 4 years later, she comes to our church and says, do you know these people? She gives me a piece of paper with my name on it. That's because someone took the time to touch her, to make a difference in her life. Don't do it on your own. Do it with Jesus. Devyan mahansitte keka karana. But His heart will cause you to weep. His heart will not cause you to walk away, but to walk towards the heart of compassion. We can say, ah, that's good for you, Pastor. I have a job to do. Even in where you work, there's so many people around you that needs a touch of Jesus, that needs a hand of love, that needs healing. You know, if Sheridan did not open her big mouth, I know, and tell Arthur, hey, Arthur, come on, you know, let's go try Jesus, he'll be still suffering and struggling. She made a difference in his life. Each one of us is called to make that difference. And here's the thing. Whether they are Christian or not, whether they are Christian or not, God wants you to touch somebody with his love. And see what Jesus does, okay? දැන් මෙතන බලන්න යේසුස් වහන්සේ කරන දේ. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 14. අපි මතේ 14ට යමු. I'm finished in a few minutes. How did Jesus give the bread out? යේසුස් වහන්සේ කොහොමද ඒ පාන් දුන්නේ? He blessed it, broke it, and then what did he do? He gave the disciples. Right? Unwanse, e roti kada kaata dunne. Nat goleyanta dunna. Goleyan monada kare. What did the disciples do? They gave it to the multitudes. Minisunta dunna. Now, I want you to think about this. Where did the miracle happen? Where do you think? Because the Bible is not clear where exactly the multiplication happened. But I have my own theory about this. මෙතන කොතනද හාස්කම ඇත්තටම උනේ? You know, Jesus didn't suddenly pray and whoosh, all the prayer, whoosh, and the fish. You know, Jesus was not like a magician there kind of, you know, suddenly. The people did not realize there was a miracle happening. The people didn't realize that. Because I believe when Jesus gave the disciples, and when the disciples are breaking the bread and giving people, that was when the miracle was happening. That was when the miracle was happening. Unwanse rotiya kada anith minissunta denakota tama etana haas kamune, and they didn't realize they were breaking it. There was 5,000, and suddenly there are 12 baskets full of extra food. Hallelujah. They didn't realize. I don't think the disciples realized what was happening. They just kept doing what they were supposed to do. They kept doing what they were supposed to do. Keep doing what you're supposed to do. God will make the increase. God will bring the increase. God will bring the extra. Hallelujah. Keep doing what you're supposed to do. Don't make excuses. Don't say, what would they think? Be bold. Your friend is sick. Be bold. Say, can I pray with you? No. Okay. Lord, please heal that person. He's so stubborn, he doesn't want to even be prayed, but Lord, you love him. You just touch them. In your office, you're not allowed to pray sometimes, right? So, Mary, you have a shoulder pain. Is it here? You prayed. Is it okay now? That's what you do. Be creative. You just have to touch them. Jesus does the rest. The miracle happens when you take that step. Hallelujah. Share your testimony. Jesus does the rest. There's someone who took time to talk to me. That's where my life changed. Don't be fearful. Look to God. Like Jesus, he looked to the Father. He looked to the heavens. The heavens will be open to you. The heavens will be open to you when you are on heaven's pathway. When you are doing God's will, heavens are open for you. What happens when we are not in God's will? That's when we are not. We are trying to open the heavens. Come on, someone say amen. Amen. Haven't you experienced that? How many of you have gone the wrong path and, you know, hit your head against the wall and said, why isn't heaven opening for me? And then realize it's the wrong road. But when we are partnering with heaven, you know, yesterday I wrote in my devotion, when you pray, you touch heaven and heaven touches you so that you touch somebody else. That's what the disciples did. Jesus wants a goleyanta dunna. ගෝලයන් අන්නයිට දුන්නා. එතන ඒ දෙන අවස්ථාවේ තමා හාස්කම ආවේ. See, Jesus has already given us. He's already deposited to us what we need. We just need to start giving that out. I didn't start preaching. Suddenly one morning I didn't wake up and say, hey, I'm going to preach. And no, I had to start somewhere. I didn't just start to pray for people. I had to start somewhere. You know, my first message was so full of information, people had forgotten what I began and what I ended with. It was that bad. But God used it. God used it. The second time I preached, there's a man manifesting with a demon. And I'm like, come on, Lord, you know, you've got to be fair with me right now. You start somewhere. You start somewhere. Don't say, God has told me this. If he has told you this, do it. As Nike says, just do it. And this morning I leave this message with you. As Jesus has given you, you give someone else. Jesus wahanse obata dee thibena deyin oba thawa kenekta ede denna. It's not about whether you have or you don't have. It's about your heart that says, Lord, give me your compassion. Give me your love. Give me your phone. And be the heart of Jesus. Be the heart, the hands, and feet of Jesus to a hurting world, to a world that needs healing, to a world that needs to know him. And you see how the Holy Spirit will use you. You know, if not, what are we doing? If not, what are we doing? What's our life about? Just coming on a Sunday, having a good time and going, having a good meal and going? Think about it. What's my life about? My life is not about my job. The job is important, but my life is not about the job. My family is important, but my life is not about my family. What is your life about? At the end of the day, what will matter? At the end of the day, whom are you called to be? A son and a daughter of God who's been placed where you are placed to stretch your hand out and to touch the life of somebody. Like we heard last Sunday from Pastor Jim. Sorry, he didn't preach it. He preached this at the convention about carrying a stretcher. Are you ready to carry a stretcher for someone else? And this morning I want to do something. We did this at convention and I want it to flow into our church. Api me de sammelane kara e de ape sabhavata gala yanna. What we're going to do is, like what Jesus did, Jesus broke the bread. But we're called to serve people. We're called to serve our communities. We're called to serve those out there. And sometimes for us to serve, we have to receive. අපිට සේවය කරන්න අපිට ලබා ගන්න ඕනේ. And at convention, Pastor Jim and Melinda, who are literally kind of my boss at the head office, they washed our feet to say, we serve you, receive what we give you. Receive what we give you. And then Krishani and I, we washed the feet of the pastors, the senior pastors. And we said, receive what we have received. And I told the churches, take this to your churches back home. Take this to your local church. And this morning, what I want to do is that, I want that to flow. Matone ede galayana. Where Krishani and I want to wash the feet of the servant team, the leadership of this church. And they in return, together with us, we're going to say, we are going to wash your feet. We want to serve you, that you may serve someone else. So that you, when you walk away from this door, you are ready. You are saying, I want to wash someone else's feet. And here's the thing. If it's me, I wouldn't do it. I don't want to touch someone's feet. That's a very personal place. But when you have the compassion of Jesus, when you're connected to the Lord, if Jesus could have done it, why can't I? Why can't I? Because Jesus said, if I don't do this with you, Peter, you have no part of me. And then Peter says, okay, Lord, wash me from the head down to the toes. But here's the symbol, men have sung Ketaya. As what God has given us, we want to share it with you. And then you take that and you go touch the life of someone else. And it's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing that will happen. It's saying, okay, Lord, here I am. Would you like to do that? I want to do that. I want to wash your feet. Will you allow us to do that? Will you allow us to do that? Because I believe, can you call Krishani? Can you call Krishani, please? Because I believe that this is something the Lord started at the Foursquare Convention with the head of Foursquare. That would go to the churches, that will go to our cities, to our communities. For some of you, it's like, how can I allow pastor to touch my feet? It's about humility. Saying, I want to be served so that I can serve. What you don't have, you cannot give. Okay? I know some of you are like, Think about it. Because I'm willing to do that. That as we wash, the feet of the servant team, they in return are going to wash your feet. We're going to be joining them as well. And it's a powerful thing. We are not doing it religiously. We are doing it because this is something God's ordained for us as Foursquare. And it does break apart in us. The me in me breaks down. It's not about me. The kingdom is about us. If Jesus was here, he would have washed our feet. Think about it. If Jesus was here, he would have washed our feet. It's not the washing. It is the sentiment of, I'm serving you. Like Jesus touched the leper, I want to reach out my hand and I want to touch a place in your feet that no one else may even touch. And that's the compassion, the love God places in us to do it for you. The love, the compassion that is going to flow into your heart to touch someone else.
Lord, we're amazed by you. Lord, we're amazed by you. How you love. By you, how you love.